I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. The Courthouse Area Design Review Board meets this week to consider some changes to Dudley Webb's Centerpoint project. And since this is a Monday, we're going to reach out and talk to the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins us to discuss all kinds of things that are going on in the world of business. Good day to you.
How you doing, Alan?
Is this a pivotal meeting for the Centerpoint project? I know blasting is already taking place. What would happen if they said, no, we don't like these changes?
Then they'd go back to the drawing board a little bit on it. Most of the time with these meetings, it has been a situation of, well, I'd like it if these windows were a little bit different, or if it was this type of front of the building instead of what you have on there. So most likely, unless they feel something incredibly egregious, you're not going to see, you know, a redo of the formation, just of kind of the aesthetics of the building.
Are you getting some good buzz about this project now?
At this point, the buzz seems to be from the Daily Blast. We can always feel it under my feet at my office on Old Vine, know when they've done it, and then shortly thereafter, videos start posting up on Facebook, and that's more of what people are talking about right now, with the blasting getting down to the bedrock. And I don't know if you've seen in the pit lately, but it is getting really, really deep on the limestone side of the road. So hopefully they're getting down towards the end of where they need to be to start getting those posts in for the underground three-story parking garage that will also serve as the base for the entire block.
All right, there's some other business news we want to cover. Amazon.com has introduced Sunday delivery.
Yeah, apparently that's going on now, according to a press release we got late last week, that if people as late as Friday afternoon had ordered something on Amazon Prime, they were going to be able to get it in Lexington this past weekend on Sunday. If you have the free two-day shipping on Amazon Prime, Lexington became one of, I believe, now 15 markets across the country to get the Sunday delivery. It started back in November in the New York and L.A. metro areas and has now spread to here, Cincinnati, Columbus, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. So they've kind of clustered the cities together where that's happening.
And Lexington-based Lexmark continues to be on a bit of a roll. Talk about that.
Yeah, they announced this past week that they're working on purchasing a Swedish company called ReadSoft, a software company that has 12,000 customers around the world that they want to envelop into the Perceptive Software division of Lexmark. And this company, they've offered $6.11 per share on all the outstanding Series A and B stock that this company has, and that totals around $180 million cash offer for this company. And that's been approved by the board of directors of ReadSoft, as well as the top two largest shareholders in the company.
And that kind of fits in with Lexmark's overall goal, obviously, to get away from the inkjet printer business and getting more into the information storage business, correct?
They're hoping to become what they call a solutions company, not a printer company. And part of this is the document transfer features that ReadSoft has and the Perceptive Software has been working on, as well as a company that they purchased in 2013, a total of five other companies from around the world that have now been put into the Perceptive Software or are going to be put into the Perceptive Software pipeline to continue figuring out ways to get documents to come in, most likely go through a Lexmark scanner if they are an actual hard document, to make it an electronic document, sort it, store it, and if need be, print it on a Lexmark printer.
All right, moving on to the business of politics, as we like to do from time to time. Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway is now in the governor's race for 2015.
Yeah, it's officially a race now. We had Hal Heiner announce a few months ago, a Louisville businessman, and now he's joined by Louisville Attorney General Jack Conway, who announced this past week with Paris State Representative Sandy Overly as his running mate. So we'll have two Louisville people running on either side of the aisle and two Lexington area people as lieutenant governor candidates, at least in the early goings. We're still expecting to hear the intentions of Jamie Comer, the Republican Commissioner of Agriculture, and Adam Edelin, who is the auditor of state.
All right, and we wrap up with a little bit of business from the downtown area, so to speak. National Provisions has opened up a store, but without wine.
Yes, the we talked a few months ago when National Boulangerie opened up on National and Walton Avenues. Krim, who is the owner of Table 310, he and his wife, Andrea, had been redoing a large building there and had four different concepts planning on going in. And the latest, the second one, a beer garden opened up this past week that also has food options in it. And as a result of being part of the restaurant, they need to make sure that more than half of their sales come from food, not alcohol. So they decided to be beer only for the time being while they continue to grow and get the second part of the restaurant side going here in a few months.
All right. Well, we're out of time for today. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Alan.